Hispanic Heritage Month comes to an end October 15th. Hispanic, what exactly does that mean? Perhaps you prefer Latino or Mexican American or Chicano. San Antonio's Palo Alto College has held pláticas, talks, all month to commemorate Heritage Month on campus. One plática focused on the different identifying terms used among Latino and Hispanic populations. Norma Cantú is a folklorist, poet, author, and professor of the humanities, modern languages, and literatures at Trinity University. As a graduate student in Lincoln, Nebraska in the 1970s, she was tasked to talk to teachers about cultural acceptance after they found themselves dealing with an influx of Vietnamese immigrants.
At one place, the superintendent introduced me as Spanish. Well, I'm from Laredo, Texas. I have never been called Spanish. I may have been called Mexican-American, maybe at one point Tejana, but never Spanish. So I asked, why did you introduce me as Spanish? The man tells me, I didn't want to insult you by calling you Mexican. And that really made me angry, actually. I said, what do you mean insult me? I am Mexican-American. And then he said, well, what would you like me to call you? And for the first time in my life, I said, I'm a Chicana.
Chicano and Chicana are loaded words. They've come to be associated with political activism. Cantú embraces that and says she even identifies as a radical Chicana feminist lesbian, though it took many years to earn that identity. We're now hearing newer labels. Hispanic expanded to Latino. Now we're hearing Latinx or even Chicanx. The X implies gender neutrality. Gender weighs heavily in the Spanish language, el Chicano, la Chicana. Most words imply a gender. Maria Lopez de Leon is executive director of the National Association of Latino Arts and Cultures, NALAC. Her organization supports Latino arts and culture through advocacy, leadership training, and funding. De Leon says her organization leans towards Latinx, though she considers herself a Chicana.
The idea that you are being punished or you are being othered just because you look different, just because you speak a different language, you know, is something that really pushed me toward calling myself a Chicana. It was more than just my heritage, but it was about my positioning, policies, and being an advocate and being a voice to join many other voices in our community.
This panel discussion is a Hispanic Heritage Month event, but notice that the panelists don't call themselves Hispanic. Norma Cantú says the origin of the word lends weight to European Spanish heritage in the Americas.
There is no such thing as Hispanic culture. I'm a folklorist. I study culture. And there isn't one language. There isn't one food. There isn't one music. It's all of it. And it's very different when you then superimpose that onto all of the Americas. And so for me, that Hispanic is a total misnomer. There is no such word.
Even Palo Alto College cut the word Hispanic out of their Hispanic Heritage Month commemorations. It's simply been called Heritage Month for the last 5 years. Today's discussion could spur a name change for next year's events. Lori Beth Rodriguez is the coordinator of Mexican American Studies at Palo Alto College. I asked her how she identifies.
So I identify on the broader in the broader umbrella of terms Latinx. It's a lot of people don't understand the X. It's like, oh, does that mean that, you know, I have some kind of, you know, sexual identity? It's like, no, it's just gender neutral. And so it's respectful of all gender identities. I am also Tejana, born and raised in South Texas with, you know, my roots going generations back, and Mexican-American and Chicana, proud Chicana also, Chicanx. So it's a long list, right?
All of the
students,
above.
All of the above. I'm all of the above. Those are my preferences.
And what about those who argue that we need to eliminate hyphenates and labels and simply call ourselves Americans? Here's Norma Cantú.
We are American by politically being in this nation, so we are of the United States. What I have to say about having an identity that is American, that is part of the United States, and not either or, but and Chicana, or Native American, especially Native American. They are the true, quote, American.
Hispanic, Latino, Chicanx Heritage Month wraps up October 15th. I'm Norma Martinez in San Antonio.